Hey, After Buzzers, before we move on to your next topic, we just want to say thanks to our sponsor, Anchor. If you haven't heard about Anchor, it's the easiest way to make a podcast. Let me explain. It's free. Plus, there are creation tools that allow you to record and edit your podcast right from your phone or computer. Also, Anchor will distribute your podcast for you so it can be heard on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, and many more. Plus, you can make money from your podcast with no minimum listenership, and it's everything you need to make a podcast in one place. Download the free Anchor app or go to Anchor FM to get started. It was a huge night tonight in the ballroom as we unfortunately had to say goodbye to gentle giant Lamar Odom, but every single couple tonight made a huge improvement. We'll be talking all about it today here on the Dancing with the Stars After Show.
I'm Maria Menounos, and you're tuned in to AfterBuzz TV, the ESPN of TV talk. Now, let the buzz begin.
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to the Dancing with the Stars After Show here on AfterBuzz TV. This is, of course, your weekly recap of ABC's hit competition reality show, Dancing with the Stars. And it was a great night in the ballroom tonight. We'll be breaking all of it down. But before we do that, we might as well say hello, right, Carla?
Yes, we will. Hi, guys. What's up? I am your host, Carla Beltran, and I am super excited to be back on another episode of Dancing with the Stars.
Of course, you guys know Carla does have years of dance experience. And as well, I learned tonight that you're also a huge fan of the Argentine tango, which I
am. Yes. I love the passion that comes with the Argentine tango. And I think actually the tango in general, I'm a huge fan. And that's one of those dances that I would love to just kind of like nail and be like, you know, all about it.
It is. It does feel like such quintessential ballroom dancing, doesn't
exactly.
it?
Exactly.
And guys, my name is Jeff Graham. Thank you so much for tuning in. If you've watched the show before, watched any of our ABC reality coverage, you're probably tired of my face, but I'm back and I'm so excited for the night. We have a ton to talk about. We won't just be running down the night, but of course, we also have our special segment where we will be giving you a little history on the Viennese Waltz. We also have some news and gossip about Hannah Brown, who had some shady things to say about her experience on The Bachelor in an interview with Marie Claire. And finally, we will be making some predictions at the end of the episode. But without further ado, Carla Beltran, what were your overall thoughts on tonight's episode of Dancing with the Stars?
I think that tonight's episode was really good. I think we could see the improvement that everybody's making, and we can see who really wants to be a part of the show, who's taking it seriously. And I really liked it. I thought that it was really nice.
It was. I feel like every couple made a huge leap this week. You know, you can tell they've had now 3-4 weeks of training.
Yeah. You can tell that. I think that in the beginning, when they first start off, it's very like, okay, how do we get into the rhythm of this? And then I think once they start getting used to like, okay, I have to memorize the dance a week, is when they have to memorize 2 dances and then the group dance, and then it's like a madness chaos.
Yes.
We look forward to it.
How did you feel about guest judge Leah Remini? Cricket. Not your favorite.
I think I have a couple of things to say when it comes to it. I think that whenever you have a guest judge, I think it's very important to have somebody who has a dance background so that they understand where the other judges are coming from, and not somebody who's just like, who's been in that place, because I think she was taking the place of the dancers because she was in that same position at one point.
Yeah.
So she was kind of telling people what she wished she would have been told whenever she was doing something, whether if it was a mistake and you're like, oh yeah, like you messed up, but it's okay, you know. And I know that everybody always boos whenever Len gives feedback, but I'm a huge fan of Len, and I think that whenever he gives feedback, it's true to like what the dance, like the art of dance is,
right.
You know? I like the old school style of dancing. I know that a lot of people have been doing like more of modern dances and like the modern cha-cha and the modern this and the modern that, and I'm more of like an old school person, so that I always love listening to what Len has to say. And for her to just kind of be really disrespectful towards like one of the judges who I think has the most experience, I just didn't really like that at all.
Yeah, I hear you. It's funny, I'm a big Leah Remini fan. If any of you guys have seen her A&E show, Leah Remini and the Aftermath, it's about her trying to dismantle the Church of Scientology. It's a pretty well-made docuseries. But it is a little bit like of a head scratcher. Why is she here tonight? Mm-hmm. In general, I don't see why we would necessarily need a guest judge at all. Even when you have good guest judges like Julianne Moore or Mandy Moore. Mm-hmm. Sorry, Julianne Hough, not Julianne Moore. But God bless Julianne Moore if she ever wants to come on Dancing with the Stars. But, you know, if you have Mandy Moore or Julianne Hough, even though they're great judges, we already have 3 judges. You know, it's like at a certain point. But I guess they had some extra time to fill tonight, so that might be part of the reason they did. But we're going to get into all the dances in just a minute. I did want to mention Teague and Carla. We miss you guys tonight. They are both reporting for AfterBuzz tonight. Teague is at the Breaking Bad movie premiere, and Carla is in Chicago covering the Chicago Fire Press Day. So
they're
busy hosting. And anyone in the chat who's excited tonight, Carla?
And we have a lot of people that are super excited to be here. Jesse Jones has been on here since earlier, so thank you so much. Ellen Handwright, Nella J, Aunt BB, and Amaya Baker. You guys, thank you so much for tuning in. There's a lot of mixed feelings here about Karamo being in the bottom two and just like the whole show overall.
Interesting. Well, we'll get to it, and Carla will be reading out your comments as we go. And for those of you guys who might not know, when we say live chat, what we mean is that we do go live every Monday at 8 p.m. Pacific, 11 p.m. Eastern. So if you're one of those listen on your commute type of people, you can do the show twice. You can join us in the live chat night of on the AfterBuzz YouTube reality competition channel, and then listen on your commute the next day. That's the way to do it, I think.
Exactly.
All right, let's start with Sean and Lindsay. They danced a Paso Doble. I mean, what can you say about Sean and Lindsay?
Okay, so...
Just looking at him, I'm sorry.
I have a few thoughts.
Okay.
I know that obviously Dancing with the Stars is a show that has to do with dancing, but votes are very important. However, between Karamo and Sean, I think that Sean is definitely the worst dancer that between them two. I think that the bottom two from the competition themselves were Lamar and him. So I'm hoping that Sean might be in the bottom two soon, maybe next week, only because like I do appreciate that he takes the dances very seriously, but there's really no movement. There's really no feel. Like the Gypsy Kings, like I grew up watching the Gypsy Kings and listening to their music. I've been to the town where the Gypsy Kings are from, and just like the Gypsy Kings bring you that heat inside of you. And when I was watching him, I felt no heat. You know, I wanted to just like get up there and dance with Lindsay because she was doing such a good job.
Yeah.
So I appreciate his effort, but I think that some people have the rhythm inside of them and sometimes some people don't.
Well, the funny thing is Sean kind of has the rhythm. He just has the worst movement I've ever seen in my life. God bless him. I feel bad.
Even that move when he's like clapping and he's like stepping, it's like not
It looks
even...
like we live in a futuristic society where they've programmed robots that you can train with if you want to learn. Like, let's say Lindsay's practicing her dancing. She can dance with the tango robot or the Paso Doble robot, Sean Spicer. And I got to say, too, it's it's just hard for me to watch him and not laugh. I'm still like... Why am I watching former press secretary Sean Spicer march around this floor and throw his arms out like he's an android? It's so funny to me. It's very entertaining, but I can't take it seriously. And he is growing. Either way, Len said, Paso Doble from Pasadena. Bruno said you need to unlock the center of your body. I think that's a really good note. There's just no connection between his limbs. It's like his arms just flail. And Leah said, you tried your best. And I was surprised Leo didn't come after him harder because she is a very well-known and proud left of Hollywood, you know, as is most of Hollywood. But she, you know, she had judged his dancing. So we had a 5-6-5-5. That feels fair, right?
Yeah, I think so.
Cool. Any other thoughts on Sean and Lindsay before we move on?
Nope.
All right, let's talk about Allie and Sasha. They danced to Jive, and I'll let you start.
Okay, I love this performance. I loved her jive, and I think that more contestants should go to Sasha's boot camp because he definitely nailed Allie with the kicks and just like making sure that her jive was on point, which I think is super important for like the dancers to just kind of be like, okay, what are your strengths and what are your weaknesses? And whatever your weaknesses are, those are what we're going to work on to make sure that you are able to make everything your strength. And her performance was so good. I love that the fact that Sasha lets her dance on her own for a little bit so we get to appreciate her because she's a great performer and I think that totally helps her so much. But she was so good. I really enjoyed her dance.
This was really fun. I will say I'm someone who, you know, always music means a lot to me and I think it's hard to dance Proud Mary because I'll always compare it to Jordan Fisher's Proud Mary, which was just like such a good jive, like historic. But I did think Allie was really solid this week. I will say I still find her to be a bit on top of the beat. I want to see her settle into it a little bit more, and I think when I want to see her give a little bit more Lauren Elena because I still think Lauren Elena is one of the most musical dancers out there. I still kind of get like over choreographed pop vibes from Ali, but that just has to do with the, I think you need to separate intensity from like sort of being too on top of the beat. I want to see her bring the level of intensity that she brings, but sit back in the pocket of the music a little more. Still, I'm being hard on her because I know how good she is, and overall, this is a really solid jive.
Yeah.
So, the other thing I didn't like was that she was lip syncing. And that, she's a vocalist, so mm-hmm. I think it's probably natural for her to lip sync and dance at the same time. But I think if she were to not lip sync, she would perform the dance more than she's performing the song. I'd like the judges to give her that note of focus on your movement rather than on performing vocally.
Yeah.
Because I feel like that's taking away from her focus. That's just me. Bruno said, so good, loved it. Carrie Ann said, nailed it. The judges loved it. 4.8s.
Yes, I loved it, too. She received the highest score of the night, I believe. She got a 56 out of 70.
Highest score total, that might be right.
Yeah.
I feel like maybe, to me, this is a little overscored. I feel like she could have maybe used a 7. And I like Allie a lot, but I thought she was a little like too on top of the beat. But that's just me.
I didn't think so. I thought she was great.
Well, that's good. That's why we have the after show. A variety of opinions. Anyone in the chat have thoughts on Allie and...
Loved By You says that Allie did good, but that's like the 7th jive she's seen to that song. Which
yeah,
is
I know.
True.
There's so many. Okay, well, I agree with you, Loved By You, and thank you for tuning in. All right, Kel and Whitney danced a cha-cha-cha, and we got to see Kel's family.
We did.
This
His
was
daughter
adorable.
Is so cute.
I also am a little horrified that Kel has children who are old enough to be in college. Because it makes me feel very old. Carly, you're probably too young for Good Burger, aren't you?
I am.
See, sometimes you feel young, and sometimes you just feel a little old.
Don't worry, Jeff. I got your back. I love Good Burger.
Producer Josh Alonzo in the booth has got my back. Josh, how do you feel about the fact that Kel of Kenan and Kel fame has kids in college?
That is insane.
Insane.
Because around, what, college age is around, what, 18 to about 21, correct?
18 to 22.
So I have a younger sister that's 20. So the fact that he has kids that are as old as my younger sister is just mind-boggling, to be honest.
Definitely. I loved this dance. I thought Kel brought so much swag to this cha-cha. I will say, I honestly think Whitney could have pushed the choreography a little more. It was a little bit simple for a cha-cha.
It was.
But that's okay. I mean, at the same time, I liked that it was down to basics. But this was fun. This was this Kel bringing the swag that I knew he had. Whitney brought the modern choreography that she loves to bring to these classic ballroom dances. And this was a highlight of the night for me. I thought Kel was great.
I actually really thought that his personality shined through this dance. And I think this is the first dance that we've seen him where he actually feels really comfortable. And I don't know if it's that fact that he got to practice with his family there or that his kids were there. And he was like, okay, I got to do my performance. And I did agree. I do agree with you that I thought the choreography was a little too basic. But I think that that was helpful because they were able to do the basic. And then he threw in a little bit of his own moves.
Yeah.
That made it just like a little bit more entertaining.
Yeah. I still want to see Kel relax on floor turns. Like, I feel like, I don't know if that's the technical term, but when he plants his feet and does like kind of half turns with in hold and frame with Whitney, I think he could tighten up on those. But his hip action was really solid, and I think this is a season
great hip action.
He does, and this is a season that's lacking hip action overall. So
yeah,
cheers, Kel. Great night. Carrie Ann said it is on. Well, well done, and the judges agreed. We had a 4.8 situation again here.
I know.
Deserved?
Yes.
I agree. Cool. All right. Kate Flannery and Pasha. Some of my favorites. How did we feel about the package, which sort of positioned this cougar-esque romance between Kate Flannery and her young, hot Russian partner?
I thought it was really funny, but you could totally tell that Kate is really happy with her partner.
Totally.
So it's kind of like really difficult to believe the whole like little story that they created.
Yeah.
But I thought that her dance was really great. I loved that opening, and I loved the fact that you could see her legs.
Mm-hmm.
Her legs are just so phenomenal. I think she did have a little bit of trouble getting into character.
Totally.
I do agree with that. I think that she was just trying to be really serious, but it didn't come off as like as sexy as we wanted it to. But I mean, she's 55 and she definitely brought some heat to the dance floor, so I really enjoyed it.
Yeah, I kind of agree with everything you just said, Carla. And I will say, in general, I actually really agreed with the judges tonight. There are some nights where we agree with the judges and some nights we don't, but I think we're on the pretty much the same page as them. I do want to shout out that deep slit in Kate's dress, though, because she's rocking it.
Yeah, definitely. Great. Especially when the dance opens and her whole leg goes back and you're like, oh, my goodness.
Yeah, it was great. I'm trying to remember if the note was given or not, where she maybe could have been a little more connected between... moves. I felt like it was sort of like, here's this eight count on one corner of the floor, and then here's this other eight count on this other corner of the floor. There just wasn't quite the fluidity you want in an Argentine tango. And there was the decision to, you know, in the song, it's, I mean, I could, but why would I want to? That part where she sort of like did a bit. And I feel like that totally, I didn't love that decision choreographically from Pasha.
Yeah. And you know what? I actually think that for whenever they're going to do dances like this, like, I think the song that they chose for Argentine Tango was all right. But I think that she probably would have done a better job getting into character if he would have chosen a more old school style.
Traditional
Argentine Tango song.
That's a good
point. She would have been able to, like, okay, like, I remember this, not necessarily from back in the day, but from, like, oh, you know, like,
Spain.
Yes, yeah. And your parents, and you just, like, it takes you back into time. And this song was just, like, sometimes I don't really like the modern stuff that they do, and I think the song was too modern for her. And if he would have done a different song, true, she probably would have been able to get more into character.
That's a good note. I agree with that. Leah said, I think it was amazing. Len said she struggled with the character. And Carrie Ann said she wants more intensity in the face, which was also a note we got for Hannah Brown, who we'll be getting to later. 7766, thoughts on the scores?
I thought they were all right.
Yeah. Maybe a little. No, that's fair.
Yeah, that was fair. She's actually been one of the few that has gotten fair scores for all her dancers.
Definitely.
For all her dances.
Well, I still love Kate, and I really want to see her continue to kick ass, because it's just fun to see someone, you know, more in the middle stages of their life get featured, and she's just having such a good time. Speaking of having a good time, y'all, this is AfterBuzz TV, and we are so glad that you've tuned into our after show today. If you're only a fan of Dancing with the Stars, or maybe you're just a fan of all of our ABC coverage content, you should check out some of our other stuff. Carla, what other TV shows are you watching?
Right now, I'm actually really into baking shows.
Nice.
I'm watching Zumbo's Just Desserts on Netflix.
I love it.
Yeah.
How about The Great British Bake Off? You watch that show?
I haven't, but that's next on my list, because
so
I know there's that one, and then there's...
Sugar Rush?
No, I've already watched... I finished Sugar Rush already. No, it's The Final Table, the chef's...
Oh, Chef's Table.
No, it's the one where, like, it's the final... It's also on Netflix, but it's, like, a cooking show, and, like, it's, like... all these contestants fighting for the spot on the table with all
these chefs. Here's what I'll say. I haven't seen that, but I guarantee you we covered it here at the network.
Yes.
Because we cover so much TV, and as you can see, Carla and I nerding out here over television. That's what we do at AfterBuzz TV. We're all obsessed with television, and we bring you top quality hosts and superfans to break it down for you. That's what we do here for you every week on the Dancing with the Stars panel. But for example, I love the show Succession on HBO. Our after show for that show is amazing. So what I want you guys to do is subscribe to this channel first of all, because duh, why wouldn't you? It's the Dancing with the Stars channel. But subscribe to some of our other channels. Check out our comedy channel. Check out our dramas channel. If you're into The Bachelor, that's actually on our sister channel, The Reality Channel. So I know those notifications can get pesky, but you can turn those off, and YouTube will actually recommend curated content to you. So we are really passionate about what we do here. We do it for free, and it really means a lot if you guys subscribe to some of our channels. And one last thing for you podcast listeners, give us 5 stars on iTunes. It goes a long way. I've been checking our iTunes reviews, and I will read one on air next week if you give us a 5-star rating and review.
Yes.
So we love you guys, and thank you, as always, for helping us continue to be the ESPN of TV talk. Alrighty, let's get into James Van Der Beek. He is about to have his 6th little baby.
Can we just talk about how emotional he was when he was talking about the heartbeat of his child? I love that.
I do feel like if James Van Der Beek's goal this season was to just capture the heart of every woman in America, he seems to be doing a pretty good job, huh?
I mean, not like he already did it before with Dawson's Creek, but I mean, he's doing it another time around, so why not?
What do we think of his quick step?
I personally love the little extra dance moves that he does, and you could totally tell he's a performer, and he really enjoys coming out on the dance floor. I thought, like, my thoughts on what the judges were telling him weren't really reflective to what I saw as far as, like, his dance. So I was a little bit upset to just kind of hear what they had to say, because I thought he was so joyful. You can tell he was really happy to know that, like, the whole world knows that he's having another child, and I really enjoyed it.
Yeah, I really liked it too. I think the judges, I think they're really extra critical on him because he's so good.
Yeah.
And I thought the note about maybe they're both a little bit too much in their own element and not supporting each other as a partnership from Carrie Ann was a good one.
That is
a really
good one.
Yeah, I'm seeing right now they are a little out of sync on some of those flaps. Is that what those are called?
Yeah.
I used to, you know, do a little bit of musical theater choreography. But in general, I mean, the standard to which they're dancing is just so high. I always love Emma's choreography. I feel like she's especially good at jives and quick steps. How about when he did a cartwheel on the street part, the street bench?
That's what I'm saying, that I love those little extra moves that he does.
It's
I
crazy.
Think that he just goes and he shows, he's like, oh, last week you saw that I can do this with my leg, and this week you can see that I can do this with both of my legs. And I'm like, thank you. I'm really glad that you are able to show us. And that, I honestly, the only reason why I love it is because it shows his confidence in his dancing. So
absolutely.
That's why I'm like super with it.
Fair enough. Len said he wanted more in hold. I don't agree with that note. I feel like they were in hold plenty, personally. James. Carrie Ann said they're dancing a little out of sync, which I actually do kind of agree with. And Bruno, I like this note as well. You do the big very well, but you need to work on the small.
Mm-hmm.
So hopefully for next week, JVB focuses more on the details.
Yeah.
Any thoughts from the chat about the night in general, JVB?
Yeah, so Ellen Handwright says that he was so underscored, like, why? Which I agree. And people are just saying congratulations for him having a...
Another little
child.
Baby. Yeah, 4.7's here, and based on the fact that other people were getting 8s, this was pretty underscored, I
think.
This
was super underscored. Like, yeah.
That being said, I'm not worried for James Vanderbeek.
No, his fans got his back.
Okay, time for our bachelorette, Hannah Brown. She's dancing with Alan. They danced a paso to I Love It. Was that pretty good, that song just then?
I liked it. Yeah, I liked it.
But how was I, though?
No, you were really good.
Thanks, Carla. overall, this was really solid. It was fun to see Hannah finally get out of her pageanty character. I feel like she needed a paso to sort of break out of cheerleader pageant Hannah. I don't know if she quite got there. I feel like there's still a little bit of that, like, you can still feel a little bit inside that she's out of her comfort zone. But overall, this was a really solid paso.
Yeah, I think that she did a great job, and I like the fierce Hannah. I would like to see fierce Hannah come out more.
Yeah.
Because sometimes I feel like...
They call her Hannah Beast. That's what they called her on The Bachelor, just so you know.
And she was wearing a necklace that said Beast.
Yeah, that is that started in January of this year in Colton season for you Bachelor fans.
Oh, really?
So you want to see more of it, though, you were saying.
Yeah, I just kind of want to see more. I know that her personality is very bright, and I love it because I totally relate with her.
Yeah.
I'm that type of person that I'm always smiling, and I look really dumb, probably. Like, I'm just smiling at life.
Never.
But I understand what they're saying. Like, oh, you want to be fierce, and you want to bring it out. And here, I think that she delivered a dance moves really great, and the outfit that she was wearing really helped her out, but I would have liked to see her just a little tad bit more fierce.
Yeah. Yeah, I think it started fiercer than it ended. I love that final striking pose, though, how she flew back into a dip with Alan.
Yeah.
I liked Bruno's note, where her getting out of breath was what took her out of the dance.
Mm-hmm.
I think I want to see her make sure she's as focused at the beginning of her dances as she is at the end.
Yeah, I mean, in the beginning of the dance, I love it when they just start the dance and they're dancing, you know?
Yeah.
And I love that they started dancing even before the music started playing, like, to get into position. And I was like, oh! I was like, we were about to watch a really good dance. And then she was doing great. And then she was like,
yeah, lost it a little bit as she went.
Yeah.
Well, I did like, Len said, fast, clear, and you've got to have aggression. Aggression and control. Was that a good Len?
Yeah,
not really. 4.8s on this. Do we feel like that was fair?
No. I thought that was a little bit overscored. I would have liked to see at least 1 or 2 7s in this.
I agree with that, Carla.
Yeah.
We are on the exact same page tonight. Lamar and PETA. Lamar, God bless you. You had a great run. And first of all, Lamar does have some good-looking kids.
He does. His daughter just needs to get in runway already. She's so tall.
And so
she's
tall.
So beautiful.
Yeah, get that girl on a catwalk, right?
Yeah, basically.
This Viennese waltz to Kiss from a Rose, huge jump for good old Lamar.
Yes, I was kind of really sad to see him go this week. I'm sorry for those. I know. I'm so sorry. I totally gave a whole spoiler. I know somebody was here who couldn't watch the dances. Lamar was eliminated today, so if you didn't know, now you do. And I thought that this was a great dance for him to go. I love the Viennese waltz for him as his last dance, because I think it's that dance where we were able to see his gentleness. Like, he really is a gentle person, and you can tell that he is very naive and he's very out of his comfort zone in this whole situation. So for us to see him leave with a dance like this and have like a really good memory of what he did, and I think this was his best dance so far. He did so good, and I'm still going to give him the same point that I've been giving him for the past weeks. The fact that he never lowered himself for PETA is still good on my books, and I'm really happy that he was able to do one last dance, and it was beautiful, and his kids were there to see it.
Totally. This is a great night to go out on, and he didn't really mess up the choreography. He wasn't always in time, but there was no real, at least obvious, missteps. So,
yeah.
Lamar, I'm happy for you, buddy. Great run, and we'll see you in the finale.
Yes, we will.
For Lamar, we had a 5-7-4-4. Huge discrepancy. I was a little surprised both Len and Bruno gave him fours. What's up with that?
I know. The fours were so not fair. I would have at least given him a five. You know, if you... what were the scores for Sean?
Sean got fives and a six from
and
Leah.
And a six. First of all, he needed a six or at least a minimum seven. But
yeah, fours kind of felt like a middle finger.
Like, yeah.
And what's up with... I mean, Bruno, come on, buddy. Give him that five. But it is what it is, and he had a good run. All right, it was fun to see Rumor talking to Sailor.
It was.
Definitely. I like they both have nouns as names. Rumor and Sailor. So it was fun to see them chatting. Because, you know, Rumor kicked butt when she was on this show.
She did. I actually attended the show over at Dancing with the Stars when Rumor was there. And she did I think it was the Ursula dance.
Oh, yeah.
For, I don't know if it was Disney Night or Halloween
Night. Probably Disney Night.
And I remember seeing her and I was like, this girl has to win. Like, you could totally tell she's doing so good, especially in person. Honestly, when you watch these dances in person, people, I actually worked for Dancing with the Stars the season that I'm forgetting who won. It was Derek, and I think her name was Sarah Irwin.
Oh, Bindi.
Bindi, yeah. And I don't know why I forgot her name, but I worked on that season on the show, and the dances that you see in person are really not the same dances that you see on TV, because you can't actually see everything from like above or the side and stuff. So when I saw Rumor, she was really good. I was like, okay, yeah, she has to win, you know?
Well, how do we feel about Sailor tonight dancing a cha-cha-cha with Val to, was it to Ain't No Mountain High Enough?
Yeah, it was. Okay. So I think that Sailor has a lot of potential to be a really good dancer and good performer, but I feel like, I don't know if it was just the choreography or maybe the song choice, but I thought the dance was a little too slow for me and very basic. Like, it took a while. Like, I wasn't really excited to watch this cha-cha. I was just kind of like, step, step, step. I was waiting for them to like hit some sort of like somewhere, and they never hit there. Like, they just kind of went the whole way through in like one rhythm.
That's fair. I think this is the dance that the two of us disagree on the most tonight, which is totally fine. I liked this one. I think it was a little more relaxed and more of like a subdued cha-cha, but to me it was fitting with the music. It kind of had like the 70s vibe, and it kind of grooved, which I like. And I think because Sailor's been so uptight, I liked the chance for her to kind of groove more than dance a really traditional ballroom. So I totally hear what you're saying. It's totally valid, but I don't know if I fully agree. I really liked this dance, and I think this was Sailor's best night. There was one particular run across the floor right here where she was kind of in control and Val was squatting down that I just thought it gave her a chance to have more personality in this dance than we've seen from her all season. So
really? I thought that her Mamma Mia dance was still the best. Like, I saw her personality last week so much more than this week. But, yeah.
Totally. You know what? That's the beauty of an after show, is you get both opinions. So,
yes.
Of course, we're curious to hear what you guys think. Comment below. And anyone in the chat have thoughts on Sailor and Val?
Yeah. Nella J says that Sailor does have potential. And Aunt Bibi says that she's not memorable. And Trini B. Woy 27 says that Sailor lip syncs a lot. Mm. And that's true. She does lip sync a lot of her songs.
Yeah, that's a great point, Trini B. Woy. So we'll have to see what happens with them. I liked this. To me, this was peak Sailor, but we'll have to see what happens next week.
Yeah.
Len said a well-executed cha-cha. Bruno said, I love the way you tease me, which is a very Bruno thing to say. And I liked Carrie Ann's note here. She said that Sailor was a bit like a cult trying to find out their gait, and that she needs to work on her foot placement and the distance that she takes when she makes steps.
Yeah, well, it's because she's really tall. Like, and looking at her with Val, you could tell that she's a model, you guys. So she's, like, tall and has longer steps.
Totally. Alrighty. 7888. Overscored, I'm assuming, for you.
Yes, I would have liked another 7 in there.
Fair. Properly scored for me. Let us know what you think in the comments. Lauren Alina dancing a foxtrot to Jolene. This was like a sneaky favorite for me tonight. Well, first of all, how can you not love her, right?
Yeah.
Such a fun personality. Did you like the package where they went to Nashville?
I did. I think that this was my favorite dance of the night, actually.
Okay. Yeah. Talk to me, Carla. Why'd you think that?
I loved her emotion throughout the whole dance. Mm. You could tell that she was carrying something through this dance, and once she, at the end where she talks to Aaron, and she kind of confesses that one of her family members, her cousin, is in a critical condition, you could totally tell that she was feeling that emotion, because I felt very emotionally connected to her in this dance, and I thought that the song was beautiful. I mean, who doesn't love some Dolly? And I really, really liked it. I think this is my favorite dance of hers and my favorite dance of the night.
Yeah, I think I would argue, even if this wasn't the best dance of the night, this might have been the best performance of the night. Mm-hmm. So what I love about Lauren Alina is I get on top of people a lot for tempo and sitting in the pocket and really trying to lean into the musicality of dance performance. And I feel like she might be the top in terms of really leaning into the musicality of these numbers, mm-hmm. which will always go really far for me.
Yeah.
So I love this too. I think this was a big step forward for her, and I hope she continues to grow, and I hope she stays on the show. But I will say, if she's got that Bobby Bones fandom, she might make it really far, especially if she continues to do this well. But it was really beautiful to see her open up. And Lauren, we also here at AfterBuzz TV are sending all of our best thoughts and prayers your way for your cousin, Holly, I think her name was. Mm-hmm. To Holly and Dolly, we're sending you all the best, and we support you here at the network.
I agree.
4-8s?
4-8s. I fair.
Great. Finally, your boy Karamo. He and Jenna dancing a tango to Old Town Road. Oh, no, wait. This was a cha-cha. Sorry.
Yeah. No, it was a tango.
It was a tango.
Yes.
I apologize. They danced in Argentine to Old Town Road. Interesting song and dance pairing. For me, the whole thing didn't totally work overall. Nothing about him. It's more of a choreography dance. Even theming, I didn't quite get what was going on. I liked the fire. But Karamo grew a lot this week and didn't mess up his choreo.
Yeah, I think that I love this dance from Karamo. I've seen every season of Queer Eye, and I know Karamo from just the show. And I love his personality. So I feel like he hasn't really had the chance to really show he really is as a person through his dancing, just because I think he's been so nervous, and he's just thinking the fact that, like, Len has only been giving me fives. Like, what can I do to improve? So I thought that this was a really good dance. I do agree with you. I love Jenna as a person, but sometimes as a dancer, I just feel like she doesn't really create choreography that is too strong for her
partner,
which is kind of the same thing that we saw last season with Grocery Store Joe, which it was like her dances, she looks great, but her partner wasn't really that helping. But I did like to see that she was like, you know, I'm going to be Sergeant Jenna, which totally helped, because, you know, Karamo came in and he killed it and he didn't mess up. So she should bring Sergeant Jenna more often.
I love it. Well, 4-7s. Len gave that fake 5, but gave him a 7, which I appreciate. Yeah. Carrie Ann called him out for the lift. Do you think that was a lift?
Yeah, that's a lift.
Well, that's fair.
But I mean, he was called out for that lift, but in reality, it's not like he's the one that chose to do the lift. So if anything, they should have been calling out Jenna for it, which totally. She should know better.
Well, Oh, and of course, we said goodbye to Lamar. Let it be known that, again, we had, unfortunately, two people of color in the bottom two.
Yeah.
Which doesn't look great for ABC. I hate to say it, but I guess it is what it is. Mm-hmm. Lamar went home. I think it was his time.
Yeah, I think so, too. I think he delivered some great performances.
Yeah.
But as far as, like, the dancing, I'm really glad that the judges were able to save Carmo and everybody was on the same page on saving him.
Totally. Any last thoughts on the night before we move on?
Nope. Everybody's just agreeing with me about the fact that Jenna's choreography doesn't really do anything for them.
For Karamo, yeah. The last thing I'll say is I personally feel like the show is overproducing judge tension. I feel like there's too much bickering. It gets uncomfortable on the panel for me. And I honestly wish they would pull in the audience because Len opens his mouth and everyone boos.
Yeah.
And that, but the problem is Len overreacts to the booing and yeah. Leah and him getting into it. I just didn't like that from a producing standpoint. It's too much for me.
Yeah. Well, that's what I was referring to at the beginning of the show. I think it was during Kel's and Whitney's dance when she was actually very disrespectful, and that's when I asked her, I was like, who is she, you know, because I didn't really know who she was. And she didn't even actually let him finish his thought on what he was saying as far as, like, what he thought about Kel's dance. And I just think that people need to know, like, you know what, if he didn't know what he was doing, he wouldn't be on the panel
right.
as a judge. And clearly he's been coming out for years and years during the show. He knows what he's talking about. Every single time he gives a note to somebody, they try and work on it and they come back and they fix it and it makes them a better dancer. You know, you're not watching like Dancing with the Stars and expected to see your favorite stars like dance and make a fool of themselves. You want to see them improve because if there's no improvement, then what's the point?
Yeah.
You know?
Well said.
Like then there's no point for the show itself.
Right.
So
that's my take, and I'd love to hear how you guys feel about the way the judge dynamic is being produced this season, because it's a little much for me.
Yeah, they have new producers in the show, so I do know that, and I'm not really a big fan.
Fair enough. Well, let's talk about, we talked about Lamar's Viennese Waltz. In honor of his departure, let's talk a bit about the history of the Viennese. Producer Josh Alonzo, we're throwing to you.
Hey guys, happy to talk about the Viennese Waltz.
And turn yourself up a little bit, Josh, if you can.
There we go. How's
there it
that?
Is.
Perfect.
It's great.
There we go. Just hear my crisp, crisp
that
voice.
That smoky
right
voice from the booth.
Alrighty. So, the Viennese Waltz is actually the original form of the Waltz, actually. It was actually the first ballroom dance performed in a close hold or the Waltz position. So, the dance that is popularly known as a Waltz is actually known as the English or the Slow Waltz. It's danced at approximately 90 beats per minute with 3 beats to the bar. While in comparison, the Viennese Waltz is actually danced at about 180 beats per minute.
Faster.
So, to this day, however, in Germany, Austria, Scandinavia, and in France, the words Walzer, Waltz, and Waltz still have implicitly referred to the original dance and not the slow waltz itself.
Okay.
So, the Viennese Waltz is actually a rotary dance. So, mm-hmm. the dancers are constantly turning either toward the leader's right or toward the leader's left, interspersed with non-rotating chains to steps to switch in between direction of rotation. And as the waltz has evolved over time, some of the versions that were done at the original fast tempo came to be specifically known as the Viennese Waltz to distinguish between the Viennese Waltz itself and the more slower contemporaries of that. And in modern ballroom dancing, the two versions of the Viennese Waltz are recognized as the international style and as the American style.
Huh.
And today, the Viennese Waltz is a ballroom and a partner dance, and that is part of the International Standard Division of Contemporary Ballroom Dance. And that cool. is the history of the Viennese Waltz.
Thanks, Josh. Yeah, that rotary component he was talking about is always something the judges are really looking for and was even mentioned mm-hmm. tonight. So,
It's funny because whenever I think about the Viennese Waltz, I think of like Cinderella. Mm-hmm. And when they're like in the ballroom and they're dancing and they're mm-hmm. turning, I'm like...
Definitely. It's such a beautiful, beautiful dance.
I hope we see a lot of them next week for Disney Night.
Yeah, it's a very Disney dance, isn't it?
Yeah, it is.
Well, speaking of Disney as a whole and ABC as a whole, we do have a little bit of news and gossip, specifically around Hannah Brown. If you are subscribed to our reality channel, you know that I do daily, overly earnest reported segments about The Bachelor. And Hannah Brown is actually... maybe unintentionally, but presumably shading her former alumni and the show itself. She did an interview with Marie Claire where she was quoted as having said that she feels like she's grown as a person but doesn't necessarily want to return to any of the Bachelor shows, more or less indirectly. And the other thing that she said was she doesn't want to kind of go for the low-hanging fruit that a lot of Bachelor alumni influencers go for, like Sugar Bear hair gummies and FabFitFun boxes and Instagram promotion. She kind of used that as low-hanging fruit, was the words that she uses. And whether or not she meant it to, a lot of people are interpreting that as being kind of condescending, as if she's better than the franchise now.
Oh, wow.
I don't know. But we'll have to know what you guys think in the comments, especially if you're someone who also watches The Bachelor. I know a lot of you guys probably watch both. And I'm going to be shameless. Check out my Bachelor Daily News coverage on a reality channel for daily updates. Okay, I think with that, we're about to wrap out, but we'll, of course, finish out with some predictions.
Your AfterBuzz TV predictions.
All right, I want your should win, your want to win, and who is going to go home next week.
Should win is James.
Yeah.
You said should win?
Want to win.
Want to win is Carmo. And should go next week is Sean.
Okay. Should win, James. Want to win? Kind of sneaking up there. Maybe Lauren Elena after this week. Mm-hmm. She might be my sneaky want to win. Will go home. For some reason, I'm worried for Kel next week, and I don't know why. I just am.
Oh, I hope not. I hope it's either between Sean or Sailor, because I think those are like the two weakest dances.
Fair.
Yeah.
Well, we would love to hear in the comments below your should win, want to win, will go home for next week. And of course, next week we will be back. That's Mondays at 8 p.m. Pacific here on the AfterBuzz Competition Channel. You can tune in live. Please do. We have a live chat. Any final thoughts from the chat before we make our way out? Carla.
So Aunt Bibi says should win is James, will win is Lauren, and go home will be Sean.
Okay. Love it.
And Trini B Woy 27 want Kate to win, James should win. That's two wins. And Jassy Jones wants Allie to win.
Oh, cool. Okay. Well, that's why we love the show, guys. Yeah. Make sure you tune in next week. Again, that's 8 p.m. Pacific. Until then, my name is Jeff Graham. You can find me on Twitter at Jeffrey C. Graham. And Carla, what about you?
You guys, next week is Disney Week, one of my favorite nights, so you guys definitely want to come back, tune in. I am your host, Carla Beltran, and you can follow me on Instagram at I am Carla Beltran.
Ladies and gentlemen, thank you for tuning in. We'll see you next week, and of course, buzz you later.
Ciao.
Our founder, Kevin Undergaro, and me, Maria Menounos, would like to thank you for tuning in to AfterBuzz TV. Remember, we're not just the first, we're the biggest in the world, and we're the only destination for all your favorite TV shows. Whatever you crave, we've got it. So go to AfterBuzzTV.com and check out our lineup. Buzz you later.
The views expressed herein are those of the hosts only and do not necessarily reflect the views of AfterBuzz TV or its owners or principals.